You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman is a longtime KUOW contributor. We've talked to her in the past about restaurants and cookbooks. Now we're starting a new series with Sarah on the show where we visit her kitchen, and Sarah's going to give us some ideas on how to eat well and stay healthy over the winter. Marcy Silman showed up at Sarah's house with no idea what the chef had in mind.
I'm going to juice kale, which is, of course, now quite popular with people who are trying to get a little healthy super boost of food. If you're feeling a little flagging, sometimes a little super boost of vegetable juice makes you feel kind of fresh and a little more awake.
So before we start juicing, don't you feel totally healthy just standing near this food? You have several kinds of kale here.
I have you
describe them.
Yeah, let's walk through them. The most familiar probably is the kind that's been used for salad bar garnishing for years. It's the curly leafed green kind, and it's very frilly. And then, of course, there's a version that's frilly as well that's got the dark purple quality, dark purple kale, and it has, I'd say of all of them, it's probably the most bitter and probably better for cooked preparations.
And then you have the kale that I tend to buy in, this is the one that I call Tuscan kale, but it might have a different real name.
There are so many names for it. There's dino kale, I think because it looks a little like dinosaur skin. It's oblong. It doesn't have the branched frills. It's just oblong and kind of bumpy. And it's very dark green. I think it tends to have a little sweeter quality. And remember, with kale, that's a great winter vegetable. It actually will taste even better a little farther into fall and winter. Kale juice on its own is a little dour. And then you can kind of take it in two directions. You can add sweetness. People do pineapple and kale juice. It's actually really yummy. Balances out some of the bitterness of the kale and the you know, the very greenness of it all. Or in this case, I decided why not take it a little more in a savory direction. What's everyone's favorite savory brunch drink is Bloody Mary. So I thought, well, I can kind of do that same feeling with kale. So I guess a Kaley Mary.
A Kaley Mary. Okay, you've taken a lovely carrot and put it on your cutting board, and just a regular apple. I don't know if that's a special apple.
I think this one's a Pink Lady, but anything that's kind of juicy and rather than a starchier apple will work well. And that just really adds a lot of juice.
And you don't need to take the core and the seeds out, or yes?
No, not with this. It will just filter it out. It's pretty exciting. All the waste will come out this side, and the juice will come out here.
Okay.
Now, I've done this juice both with parsnips and with carrots. Carrots are a little easier to get, but the parsnips actually lend it a really interesting, slightly sweeter quality, too. Okay, so let's go ahead with this. I'm going to turn it on. Here's some noise. And you kind of need to...
Wow, they just feed in the top like little feathers.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. And it's good to start with the kale because, as you guessed, it's helpful to push down afterwards with something that's a little juicier. You won't see so much until we've really got the apples and the carrots going in there.
Wow. But essentially, I get the impression that you could make any juice combo. You can try anything when it comes to juice, and if you don't like it, you say, oh, well.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, it's my daughter's really picky with foods, and much to my chagrin. And one way I can get her to eat fruits and vegetables is letting her do this process, which is kind of amazing and fun. And she'll taste almost anything, and often as not, she'll drink a vegetable juice.
When you're thinking about combining tastes on your own, this is a Kaley Mary, so we're going to have this theoretically with our Eggs Benedict in some wonderful brunch. But if somebody had a juicer and thought, I'm just going to play around, are there basic rules for combining fruits and vegetables together for a drink? Or is this really, do you think, like two parts savory to one part sweet, or one juicy vegetable or one juicy fruit with some things that are less juicy?
Right. Well, you can do very lovely juices that are all one thing. But I think often if you're working with a vegetable, you want to brighten up the flavor with either a little acid or just something that's really punchy. So I would say often with carrot, you'll find a little bit of ginger. A little bit goes a long way. Or lime or lemon, something that will really cut through some of that starchiness and just the savory quality. You know, go easily. Don't add everything in the world because you might not know what worked and what didn't. Start with two or three things and see how they work together.
So this is like middle of winter. You're feeling like, I just don't have any energy. This is the sort of drink that's going to give us a shot in the arm.
Mm-hmm. It is. And one fun thing, I am going to add a little horseradish.
So this is Sarah Dickerman's Kaylee Mary. And now I'm going to smell it. It smells fresh. Yum.
Kaylee Mary, Ross, what do you think?
I don't know. I think I'd try that. I would try a Kaylee Mary.
I would too. That's the record's Marcy Silliman sampling kale, carrot, and apple juice prepared for her by chef and food writer Sarah Dickerman. You can find the recipe at her website, sarahdickerman.com, and check out a video of Sarah's kale juice preparation at our website. That's kuow.org. And tune in for Sarah's recipes on the record.